This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
I feel like I've been, you know, getting better at things, you know, developing skills. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. At the Z and G Love Our Proud household.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we live together, baby.
I've been, bestowed with the privilege of doing the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
The cooking for us all.
Yes, you have taken over this month. Mm-hmm. We rotate between head chefs.
Yes.
In the house.
We try to keep it fresh, keep the menu a bit different.
I mean, you got to keep the menu up to date.
But, you know, to break it down a little bit, I'm not the most confident chef, mm-hmm. but that's all changed. Yep. As soon as I was given the head chef position,
yep.
I've taken it to heart.
The application process for the head chef position, you came in with a CV that I'm not quite sure about. Tell everybody what that CV contained.
Well, the thing I feel that makes me qualified, or, you know, not to put you down, G, but a little bit more qualified than you over there.
Okay.
Is that, you know, for the last, say, month while you were in charge, I was making sure that I was getting myself well prepared by watching a lot of cooking shows.
Mm.
So the competitions of who can cook the best and the tutorial cooks, you know?
Well, I love your form of logic on that, you know, just because you watch these cooking shows makes you qualified.
You don't learn by doing, you learn by watching.
Yes, I guess. And I mean, we could be watching tomorrow right now and learning a lot of things.
We could.
We could be. But, I mean, I don't know if that's the exact logic that works, because I watch a lot of superhero films and TV shows.
Correct.
And, look, you don't see me slinging web around the place or, you know, doing some crazy actions, parkour actions.
I think you're getting a little bit ridiculous with that premise. Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
You think? Well, I mean, look, we're 3 days in now. What is
yes,
it?
Yes, as Z is head chef.
Yes.
And I would like, you know, a little bit of a formal review, because I'm very proud.
Well,
you know? I take pride in my work.
You're 3 days in.
Yes.
And I haven't eaten for 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah. So I am extremely hungry right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I
have cooked.
You are both looking a little thin.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eat my own food. That's crazy.
No, and that's surprising to me, because a chef always tastes their own food, right?
I mean,
did they teach you that in the TV show?
I mean, they put it in their mouth, but it never looks like they're eating it.
So
that's what I've taken away.
Like those convenient ads, you know, that they take that bite. It's not a real bite.
It's a perfect TV bite.
That's right, and they spend hours and hours trying to prepare that bite.
No, and I hope it hasn't driven you crazy while I've been cooking, that I talk about everything step by step.
Well, I mean, it does a little bit because of the fact that it seems as though you're a little bit of a backseat chef.
Well, I feel like I've got to, you know, steer you in the right direction with my knowledge that I've got.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not something that really helps along with the real cooking process.
No, that's true.
It's
a little bit of... But as the expert,
mm-hmm.
you know, you should be listening to the expert.
Yeah.
I want to get a show on.
Oh wow! Is this what this is? This is a pitch right now. This is what's happening. You're using Laugh Out Proud as a pitch platform right now
to get Z's cooking show.
That's right, because I'm sure, you know, there are, you know, people listening that.
Well, I don't appreciate. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. You're doubting me here.
Okay.
You're doubting me here.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of doubt tomorrow. I think there. Don't you think? There should be some doubt in that face, right?
So much doubt.
There's a lot of doubt.
I feel a little bit on the spot here, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate your backseat chefing either.
Well,
I see you behind me in that seat in the back,
well,
in the kitchen.
As someone who's, you know, completed courses in cooking.
Okay, that's a fact.
Yeah, I feel a little bit more qualified. And, you know, granted, I'm reading the cookbook to give you the instructions. You know, step one, get the frying pan. Step two, put the oil in. Step three, eat. I don't know if that's how you cook necessarily.
And
don't take my word for it.
See, this is why you need me to steer you in the right direction. But I think...
Yeah,
look, you've said I backseat chef you. You backseat chef me.
Okay, it's tit for tat.
It's
tit for tat on that.
It's a bit fair, but
okay. Yeah, it looks like you got a solution coming out of your mouth right now.
What if?
Okay. Yeah,
we remove the backseat
from the kitchen.
Yes.
You mean that the seats that live in the kitchen,
it's
we're
groundbreaking.
We're going to move those back seats.
Metaphorical and literal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So we're going to have two head chefs.
The perfect world.
The two-headed chef or...
quad-armed chef?
So then we could really be having like two meals at the same time, two separate meals even.
Yeah.
So then the chef, oh, well, I think that's... Tamara, do you have more than two limbs? Well, you
no.
do. Two arms, more than two arms. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You don't?
I don't have more than two
Do you
limbs.
Have anything tucked away in your
There's
T-shirt?
Nothing.
No? Okay, that's unfortunate.
Well, I can't see below
body.
The desk. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm just
that's,
this...
That's,
weird,
the whole reason, that's the whole reason we got you in here. Just for that the cooking. And that's unfortunate. So, look, you're going to have to leave the studio now. No, we're kidding.
I backseat chef myself.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. In your own mind.
Yeah.
Continually.
I think so.
Ticking away.
While I'm trying to make those mee-goring noodles.
Oh, of course. Because, I mean, they're very hard instructions to follow, I feel.
So hard.
You know, put it in the bowl.
Especially if you try to read the... Asian writing on the back.
And if you don't speak it, it would be tough.
It's so hard.
But the question is, though, do you, when you're cooking the noodles, those noodles in the packet, do you put it on the stove or in the microwave?
Well, once I didn't have a stove and I didn't have a microwave, so I just had a kettle. So what I did was I just had I put the noodles in the sink and I just poured the hot water over the noodles really slowly.
Oh, wow. That's improvised. Actually
and it worked.
So, not to tell you how to cook, but I wouldn't have done it that
no,
way.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're being a backseat chef right now.
Look, well, you know what I would have done? I would have...
You need to get out.
I would have put the water on top, not heat it up. All right, put it in the microwave. Did you have a microwave?
No, not at the time.
Well, you could have used your car, okay? You could have put it on the car.
Another backseat chef here.
Well, hey, look, I mean, that's what you get for, you know, doing...
You just need to not be fussy.
Ooh. Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
And sometimes there's no way out. But hey, look, if we get the forearm chef, we could probably have two meals at once. And that's something we have to look for in Craigslist.
I'm not going to lie. I would watch a show of a chef with four arms. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You? Really?
I'm just
saying. You would?
Too.
Wow. So that means we should pitch that show. All right.
So.
ABC, here we come.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.